Hi, I'm Mark Earhart, and I produce the Point of Discovery podcast for the University of Texas.
You won't see no sad and teary eyes. I get my way, but it's my time to fly.
We're listening to legendary Texan Willie Nelson on stage at a roadhouse in Houston in 2016. But if you listen closely, that's not his normal harmonica player. That's James Allison. He's a researcher at UT's MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. So I talked to Allison back in 2018 about this, and he said it was one of his top five moments in his life. But this was before he won the Nobel Prize, which he won for his work on cancer immunotherapy, which is kind of this crazy idea that you could take the body's immune system and turn it against cancer.
People would say, you can't treat cancer without treating the cancer cells. That's dumb. You know, our immunotherapy will never work, never has, never will, you know.
Or will it? He discovered that cancer actually has this way of escaping your immune system. And what it does is it triggers this little built-in break that your immune cells have. It's called CTLA-4.
And so I had a simple idea. Well, let's just disable the brakes and see what happens. You know, just keep them going. And so sure enough, we injected this antibody to CTLA-4, which blocks the brakes. And we saw tumors just melt away. Tumors just don't melt when you inject something into mice. You know, and in every strain of mouse that we tried, and in almost every tumor that we did, either by itself or in combination with radiation or something, we found almost no tumors we couldn't cure in mice.
It worked so well that he partnered with a drug company to test it on people who had metastatic skin cancer or melanoma.
Well, I know one woman who was in the phase one trial, the very first trial of CTLA-4, or ipilimumab was the drug name. She had metastatic melanoma, had failed every therapy. They said she was hospice bound, you know, and her doctor, I know, supposedly went in and said, you know, all we've got left is this one thing. And no, it's never been in people before. We don't know. You know, it might be dangerous, might be whatever. She said, I'll do anything. I just want to live 2 months to see my son graduate from high school.
When people got a diagnosis of metastatic skin cancer, it was a death sentence. Most people lived less than a year after getting that diagnosis.
So I met her 10 years later when I visited UCLA, which is where she was treated.
After just one treatment, her tumors vanished.
So one injection, 10 years later, she was fine. Now she's almost 18 years out. She's fine.
The name ipilimumab is kind of a tongue twister. I had to practice several times before I could say it right. But it came on the market in 2011, and since then, thousands of people have taken it, and more than one in five have had a complete remission.
So there are many people alive today that would not be alive were not for your work.
Yeah, that's a big bonus. You know, I was doing basic science to do basic science, you know, but I've had the good opportunity to see it develop into something that actually does people good. That's gratifying.
Even more gratifying than playing with Willie Nelson? I don't know. I didn't ask. Thanks again to James Allison, Nobel laureate, and Willie Nelson's backup harmonica player. I'm Mark Earhart, reporting for the Texas Standard.